Well, when I heard the Foo Fighters were playing Boston Calling, I was like, holy crap.
Right.
One, two, who's drumming? And what's the deal with this? So we got Mike Snow on, who happens to be friends with Boss Keith. So that's how we have access to Mike.
Admittedly, too.
He's co-founder Boston Calling Music Festival. Hey, Mike.
Hey, bud. Thanks for having me on. You don't need your boss to call me. I'm available.
See? Look at that.
Good. Then I don't have to be friends with him anymore. Then.
Friendship over!
Just kidding.
Now we love him.
When you get to... So first of all, how do you go from like just being a kid to like co-founding one of the biggest music festivals in the country?
You got to be in the right place at the right time, I guess, and you got to spend a lot of time in the city doing various things. You know, Keith and I worked together at a radio station, and I ran a lot of their events, and, you know, we had a good relationship with the city, and, you know, we were looking at this piece of land we used, and we had gone to Coachella and just, you know, started poking around the city and saying, hey, if we were to put a fence up and charge tickets, like, does anything change? And, you know, it took about a year and a half through the city, but they're basically like, no, they'd be the same as if you were doing a free show here. And kind of off we went. It was a long and very quick process at the same time.
That's, yeah, I think the long process is making the relationships in the music industry to where they take your call and say, we trust this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had good partners along the way. When we started out, you know, we did a partnership with like another company for the booking, you know, and then once we got cemented, we had our own booker and all the stuff like that. But yes, I did actually call some of, you know, the local record reps and be like, okay, man, so this is what I'm doing. Like, can I go through you? And, you know, it was okay to get laughed out of a room every once in a while.
Mike. I'm used to it.
AJ does it every 10 minutes.
It's usually the bathroom.
It was at one time.
So but the Foo Fighters, did they call you? You call them? How does that happen? What was your reaction?
Well, we had them booked, you know, previous to Taylor's passing, right? So we already had kind of an established relationship with them. And, yeah, this time, you know, their team called and said, hey, we're kind of at the early stages, but would you have a slot for them? And it was like, absolutely. Right? And then, you know.
I love like, that they like, ask.
Yeah, that is
yeah,
so
like, what would
them
you ever say, right?
Ask, is there room for us?
Very polite.
Wow.
Those big tours like that, they've done it all. They've seen it all, you know, and they're so easy to work with 90% of the time, right? Because they know it and it's a team effort and they want to put on their show at your festival and you work together and get it done.
Cool.
Mike Snow with Boston Calling on this year, May 26th through the 28th, Memorial Day weekend.
Yep.
At Harvard Athletic Complex. Are the general admission tickets sold out for Saturday now?
Yeah, Saturday GAs went pretty quick. You know, we were fortunate to stack that day. You know, it's Fletcher, Noah Kahan, Alanis, the Lumineers, and they went super quick. There's some 3 days available if you want to join us all 3 days still for the GA level.
What about Friday for the Foo Fighters if you just wanted to go there, general admission?
No, you can still do it. You know, it's going to be super busy. They're running low. I'm not looking at counts and wraps right now. But, yeah, it's going to be big. If people came up from Metallica last year, it's going to be very similar to that size crowd. So it's exciting.
The track record you guys have with the talent. So when
Seriously.
The Foo Fighters called, do you ask, so who's drumming?
No, but a lot of people have asked me.
Yeah.
The questions from bands usually go band to festival. There's not a lot of festival to band questions.
Yeah, if you can make it, great.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So you don't ask, like, so do you have a drummer or are you doing acoustic set or what should we expect?
That's the way to do it, yeah.
Mm.
You know, roundabout.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Yeah, you just say Foo Fighters, fine.
Okay, no problem, yes.
So do you ask, will Dave be there?
Well, that's kind of an inferred thing.
Right. So you have to
that's it.
Right.
Yep. That's not part of the contract.
Right.
Foo Fighters.
No, for me, like I'm a barbecue nut, right? So that, you know, Dave had all that barbecue, news come out. And, you know, my thing for our booker is like, hey, just ask him if, you know, we had a barbecue pit outside his little compound there rolling smoke if he'd want to, you know, mess around with me and do some ribs.
Nice.
That's awesome. Do you, when you're putting these contracts together, do you ever say, hey, we want you to play certain songs or anything like that? Or Boston Calling is the opposite of that, right? You come and play whatever you want.
Yeah, we try to be artist focused, you know, top to bottom, and just let everybody put their experience out there. I mean, people are not paying for you know, our curated expertise of what we think of, you know, the hits, so to speak. So no, bands, it's very formal. It's here's your slot, here's your stage, here's your money. We'd really love it for you to play. You know, then the manager of the band or the agent or somebody goes back and has a chat and then comes back to us. But no, all those little details. The extent of your question, I think we cross out, you know, some of the rider stuff on the big paperwork, but we've never had a hurdle we couldn't cross with random demands.
How many bands are coming to Boston Calling this year?
We got like over 40. You know, we're doing pretty well in the local scene. We got about 20 local bands, and then I think it's you know, almost over 40 performances.
Wow. Holy crap! How do you manage all of that? You sound pretty calm for a guy who's got all that going on,
right?
Are there any? You know, just between us, are there any rumors as to who the drummer would be? I have a theory.
I haven't heard anything direct from the band. There was a Billboard article circulating about what was his name, Matt Cameron, the Pearl Jam drummer or whatever. But yeah. we've heard nothing. I mean, that was a pretty reliable source, which is funny, and I don't think the band has confirmed or denied, but. Yeah, it's all the talk, you know, and I don't. I'm sure they'll make an official statement at some point, and we'll all know.
Do you think there's a chance that they'll have a couple celebrity drummers sit in?
Oh wow!
Or do you think it'll be one person through the whole show?
It's difficult to say, right? Because they're going to do a lot of dates,
right?
So you know,
so you
it's
can't
like
try. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can have all kinds of people trained up, but the expense of getting them in and, you know, the unknown, these guys are such warriors on that stage. They can probably play with anybody, right?
True.
Yeah.
Dave could drum also. I mean,
Boston Calling their first show back after the tribute?
Right now it's the first festival back, so we are really excited about that for sure.
The first festival back. Will there be another show before Boston Calling?
I think there's some warm-up shows or something. I didn't prep full Foo Fighters here. You're getting me on these ones, but
yeah,
I think there are some warm-ups.
Right. Oh, that's cool.
I think there's some warm-ups.
Cool.
All right, so tickets still available. We'll link up on the radio station website. Memorial Day weekend. There's some one day available. 3 day, lots of 3 day general mission.
Another Friday show.
I'm sure you got all kinds of packages as well.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. You can you can do a myriad of things past GA, different lounges and different platforms and things like that.
Have you had U2 play this yet?
No, we have not.
Okay, because you know I'm sure Keith's asked you about it
over and over again.
Yeah. Then I ask him about some new bands in the rotation, and you know the conversation ends. It's like that's the best way to do it, right?
Just shut him down quick.
What do you have, Dave?
Yeah.
It says that they found that Matt Cameron, who played with Soundgarden, is now going to serve as Pearl Jam's drummer, will sit behind the kit when Foo Fighters return to the stage. And that was on March 19th, 2023, they announced that.
What's that, Ruth? What are you saying?
Yeah, but the band didn't confirm it. That's the thing that we're all puzzled about. I think that was like a Billboard article or something.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It's on the internet. He denied it as well.
Yeah, he's publicly addressed it, saying it's not accurate.
Accurate is not a good way to just almost say no comment, because you're just saying not accurate. There might be one little thing in there that's not right.
Yeah, maybe didn't seal the deal yet.
Could be a guy
interesting.
Named Bob. Hey, Bob.
Yeah. Either way, man, what a moment that's going to be, and what a way to kick off your Boston Calling. So congratulations, brother. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you much.
Yeah, we're going to link up on the radio station websites. Thank you, Mike Snow.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.